the Star Report with Sasha Star.
Hello, Sasha Star.
Hello, Bent.
Welcome back to appointed place.
Thank you kindly.
Amongst the pantheon of music and radio slots.
Cool. We're not going to begin with music. We're going to begin with film.
Oh.
And that is because last week you actually mentioned how Idris Elba may or may not be in consideration for the new James Bond film.
Mm-hmm.
Or the role, anyway, mm-hmm. because Daniel Craig has confirmed that Bond 25, which comes out next year, will be his last venture in the tuxedo.
He has been saying that for quite some time.
Yes, but this time it's actually confirmed, done and dusted.
I mean, to be honest, I love Daniel Craig, but I find him to be a bit of a grumpy Bond.
I was never that enamored with him, I must be honest.
He was better in, what was that one? Munich. I thought he was much better there.
Because that was a gritty role.
Exactly. And, you can't be a gritty Bond.
I still like my Bond very suave.
Yeah, and a little bit sexist. I mean, you know, this is why I think, you know, people keep having this debate about Idris Elba, like, oh, well, can he be Black Bond? Like, I don't think it's fine if you want a Black Bond. The problem is, I don't know if we're ever going to have a woman Bond, because what is a sexist woman going to look like?
Ooh, I think
there's a conundrum.
To see a sexist woman.
But a sexist woman Bond.
Well, we've seen Doctor Who now as a woman, or we will see Doctor Who as a woman. But going on to what Barbara Broccoli, the producer of Bond, told director Antoine Fuqua, I hope I'm saying that right, she basically said it's time for a non-white actor to be Bond, and Antoine then said, Idris could do it if he was in shape. You need a guy with a physically strong presence. Idris has that.
Well, apparently not, because he's got a bit of muffin top, according to Mr. Fuqua or whatever.
Well, you know what? Idris took it in his
stride, but not much of a stride, because he hasn't been walking enough.
He tweeted the other day saying, "My name's Elba, Idris Elba," and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" You know, he's confirming it. And then a few minutes later, or actually a couple hours later, he said, "Don't believe the hype."
No.
So, you know, maybe he's practicing his secret agent skills and being very discreet about stuff. This story, Benji, I know you will adore.
Oh, good.
Because I read it and I just laughed. Snoop Dogg is swapping the recording studio for the stage.
Ooh, Snoop Dogg, okay. The musical.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, you're right.
No, I swear to you.
Oh, my word.
No.
That's
it's
horrifying.
It's called Redemption of a Dog. It's based on his life. So it tells the tale of
a guy smokes a weed a lot, basically.
Yes, who is a gangster rapper, family man, and man of God. And it will examine the internal battle that one man has between preserving his lifelong legacy, losing the love of his life, when he's faced with choosing fame and fortune over faith and family.
And weed. I'm sure there's a whole scene in there.
Yeah, so Snoop's tracks will form the soundtrack. But best of all, he's going to be starring in it. Of course.
I mean, I like Snoop Dogg. I think this could work very well, you know?
I'm really disappointed we won't get to see it live.
I was going to do a musical, and then I got high. Ooh.
Yeah, so grab your...
It's just a crossover.
Grab your gin and juice while you watch that. And finally, now you seem to have some type of a bias against songs that have animal noises in it.
I bring
to your attention Toy by Netta, which won Eurovision.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, the winner of Eurovision will host the competition the following year. Mm. So because Israel won this year, Eurovision 2019 will be placed in Israel. Was thought to be Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
as it is the capital, but confirmed that it will now be in Tel Aviv, mm-hmm. which personally I think is a better choice.
Yeah, and there's more parking.
In terms of a party scene. In Tel Aviv?
Well, certainly not
in
Jerusalem.
Are you mad? When last were you in Tel Aviv?
Yes, I know. But Jerusalem is actually far worse. I'm sorry.
No, I disagree.
I can't.
But...
You know what happened the other day? There was a missile that was fired at Tel Aviv, you know? From Gaza. But it turned around because it couldn't find parking.
Ooh. I have stories about parking in Tel Aviv that you do not want to hear. But basically, the reason I bring up Eurovision is because it was very uncertain whether, in fact, Israel would be able to afford hosting the competition, and the deadline had to be reached. So you'll be pleased to know that the government and Kan, who is the national broadcaster, have formulated a deal. So basically, Kan will transfer the required money, which is a cool $14 million.
Wow.
They will transfer that to the European Broadcasting Union. After the finance ministry promised that it would reimburse the broadcaster should Eurovision eventually not be held in Israel for reasons out of Khan's hands.
There so you go. Definitely no more candles for Sarah Netanyahu. We're going to have to be cutting down on the fiscus. Everyone in Israel, tighten your belts. No more subsidies for the Haredim. No more raises in the army. All people in Israel are contributing taxes towards bringing Netz's next person to Tel Aviv. Oy, that's going to be amazing.
It is.
I think I'm actually going to go to Israel just to go watch Eurovision.
Well, I was there when she won.
Yes.
And as soon as the results came through, we all went to Kikarab in the middle of the night and jumped in the pool.
Well, there you go. Sasha Starr bringing us everything you need to know about the celebrity take.